And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're here with Beth McDonald as we take a brief pause. We'll get back to our interview with Rajni Kilnani. Right now, we're going to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, available on the web at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She has a new and improved website. She's available on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. She's available by the phones at 963-0842, operator. Are standing by. And Beth, welcome back. And we made it through Halloween. We made it through the 1st of November. We're now halfway. Today is the halfway mark into November of all things. And yet we're still in Scorpio, headed for Sagittarius. And tell us about what's going on. I mean, does the landing of this little craft on a comet mean anything to us astrologically?
I like to think so. You know, one of the things that really drives human beings is the desire to move forward, or at least to believe we're moving forward, that things are getting better, that we're coming to a greater place of understanding and mastery of ourselves and our lives and our world. And, you know, I think this is one of those things that may be generational. For people like you and I who were born in the whole Eisenhower-Kennedy zone, you know, where space was really a thing.
It was a place to be.
It was the place to be. And sadly, you know, we don't have the kind of investment in that that we used to.
Yeah.
But we have greater priorities right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a lot of us, it's a big honking deal. And it is, I think, very reflective of the energy in Scorpio that is dominating things astrologically right now, because Scorpio, of course, ruled by Pluto, rules ambition, the desire to move forward. It rules achievement. It doesn't rule fruitless effort. You know, it rules like getting things done and getting to the bottom of the world's great mysteries.
And this would also explain the sad, unfortunate, we'll call them failures or mishaps, earlier with Richard Branson's project, and of course the launch of the supply ship that was going to go to the International Space Station. But again, as has always been stated, with every great endeavor, there are always going to be these kinds of events, and that shouldn't mean that, oh no, we shouldn't do this because it's too dangerous. No, we do it anyway because, well, again, it goes back to that issue of ambition and so forth. So when we come back next week, we're going to be on the verge of Thanksgiving as well, and I think we'll talk a little bit then about giving thanks for some of these folks who are so ambitious, who are driven to take us as a species to new heights, to greater heights. I think that's an exciting thing. So we'll talk about that when we come back next week. A reminder that you can reach Beth at 963-0842. She's on the web at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. At Facebook, she's Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. I'm sure that you can find her in other places, as well as here on Tell Me Your Story as we continue these segments here on the program. And Beth, I want to thank you so much for joining us and look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned. More of Rajni Kilnani coming up.